Our next guest absolutely thinks we should. New West City Councilor Daniel Fontaine joins me on the line. Hi, Daniel. Nice to speak with you.
Good morning, Jody.
You want a snow summit. I think a lot of people would agree that we should have a greater plan than just days out from what we see coming at us in terms of a heavy snowfall and say, okay, well, what are we going to do? We should have a plan in place. What should the snow summit look like, in your opinion?
Well, the snow summit was really coming out of that event about a year ago. Both Councillor Annis and I looked at how we responded to that snow that hit around dinner time and resulted in people like Jess Jolin and others taking 12 to 14 hours to get home. We knew that our systems to prepare for this and to get ready for this simply failed. Like, they simply did not live up to us being the third largest metropolitan area in Canada, a very large city on the West Coast. Surely we could do better. So the Snow Summit was really, the concept of it was to bring the experts, bring the engineers, bring ICBC, bring TransLink, bring some of the elected officials, bring everybody together, talk about what happened and what did not happen that day, and then perhaps gather that information so that we can be better prepared for the next time. Because I agree with you, Jody, these are happening far more frequently than they were in the past. And if we kind of bury our head in the snow and think that it's not going to happen again anytime soon, we're going to be repeating this all over.
Oh, I see what you did there. Bury your head in the snow. There was a time that we were going to the beach to grab sand. Because remember the sand gate of a number of years ago when it snowed so much and we couldn't get street salt and the, cause we're just sidewalk salt. We're not used to it here. Like, we don't have, I lived in Ontario for a decade and certainly when it snows there, it's an inconvenience and traffic gets difficult and whatnot, but it doesn't get to the degree, as you mentioned, what was it, 16 hours or what 12 hours for Jazz to get home. Mm. It's incredibly frightening in a city where so many people don't even have snow tires. Never mind the buses now. I think TransLink is updating their buses and the tires to make sure that there is some preparation there. But it's about the snow plows and the sanding, the salting. How much is budgeted for that by municipalities, or is the province involved? More so is that, or just on the interprovincial highways? What does that look like? Pardon my novice on that. I just don't know the answer.
No, and it's a complicated response because there are over 20 municipalities in the Lower Mainland who control their own city streets and alleys. There is the province of British Columbia, which controls the provincial highway network. So we have basically a patchwork of roads that are interconnected between boundaries. We have the province overlaying on top of that. So it's not as simple as it kind of looks. And I don't even think it looks simple. It is complex. And what we saw last year was some of the highways, in particular on the bridges, like the bridges shut down. And as you know, Jody, if you listen to traffic reports, if one bridge goes down here, we're done. Like, it's really challenging for us to get around the Lower Mainland. We had every single bridge effectively shut down, with the exception, I believe, of the Patullo Bridge. And so how did we get to that point that a snowfall, which wasn't a record, by the way, it wasn't the most snowfall we'd ever received. In fact, I don't even think it was in the top 10, but something unique happened that day that resulted in all of our bridges being closed down. So yes, there are budgets for each of the municipalities to have snow removal. The province also budgets for that. TransLink is now adding, I believe, 400 buses will now have these new snow tires. But, you know, we are in a unique part of the world. I mean, we are on the West Coast. We're kind of a temperate climate, a lot of hills. And when it does snow, that snow, I'm from the prairies. I grew up in Winnipeg, Edmonton. It is very different to drive there in the winter than it is here. So let's be real about it. And let's provide a practical response. And let's figure out what happened that day to perhaps prevent it again. And I don't have the answers. I'm not a road engineer. I'm just simply an elected official in the city of New Westminster. But my role is to, as a person on the Board of Governors, is to ask these tough questions and to make sure that we get responses, because several hundred thousand people were inconvenienced, and some in a dramatic way, that night, and they deserve answers. And so far we don't have them.
I bet some of them are listening right now, and I think now might be a good time to have a conversation about what we all experienced collectively and what some of the ideas or needs of the various municipalities might be. Do you have time to stick around and take some calls with me?
I most certainly do.
Okay, let's do this. 604-280-9898 is the number. What happened to you during Snowmageddon? Did you find yourself stuck on a bridge? Were you trying to go up a hill and sliding back into your neighbor behind you? Just one of those awful moments in Snowmageddon? Or did you find yourself incapable of getting where you needed to go and it was urgent that you get there? 604-280-9898 is the number to call. *9898 is a free call on your cell phone. What are some ideas? What are some things, some movement that we can make, some actionable, helpful tips that you think could make differences, make change when extreme weather like a big snowfall comes to the Lower Mainland? We've got to get used to the fact that this is a reality. We're going to have atmospheric rivers. We're going to have big snowstorms. We are going to need what in order to meet these challenges and make sure that our roads are clear for us to have proper transportation on. Now's the time to call in with your ideas. I got a couple myself. 604-280-9898, *9898 is a free call on your cell. We're with Daniel Fontaine, New Westminster city councillor, and on the board to try and figure out how to push back on Snowmageddon. Let's get to the phone lines because people apparently have some ideas. We open up the phone line. 604-280-9898 is the number. *9898 is a free call on your cell. We want ideas or what happened to you? Where were you when and what do you think needed to happen differently so that we don't all get stuck when it snows here? We need to be better prepared, clearly. Jennifer in Mission, you're up first. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Jody. I drive for a living. I drive a patient transfer bus, and need to get around, right? We need to get from A to B. I am totally all for this Snowmageddon summit thing. And that's the problem with the Lower Mainland, Greater Vancouver, whatever you want to call it, is that we all have our own little cities, our own little towns, our own little municipalities, and everybody's working just for them, and nobody thinks about the larger picture. And it's time we sort of grew up a bit and realized that this is a region that is connected. And it doesn't matter where Boundary Road doesn't know the difference between snow and not snow. It's, you know, we need to work together on this, whether it's snow removal, all of that stuff. And we need to build our bridges so that ice doesn't fall from the cables and that, you know, that kind of stuff. This stuff is going to continue happening. It's only going to get worse. It's time we woke up. And to all the people who were out there thinking they could get home on summer tires, I have no sympathy for those people. You know, sometimes you have to just shelter in place, and we're just kind of spoiled in this part of the country that we don't have to do that all the time. But let's get real. Let's talk about this as a group.
I think you're bang on the money. I think there are a lot of people cheering at their radios right now because you're bringing up points that I think land directly. And please, I want you to know that we all appreciate you. Patient transport is special and so vital. So thank you for all you do, Jennifer. And Daniel, I think what Jennifer was saying, the one that really peaked for me is Boundary Road doesn't know the difference in snow. Some municipalities have this better figured out than others. Why are we not leaning in on what's working in some and applying that in others?
100%. And I'll be very frank, I'm tired of municipal officials and elected officials who are doing victory laps because their streets are clean when the next one next door is, you need a 4x4 to drive on low heat highway. We have to do much better than that. Unfortunately, Jody, the request for the snow summit was actually rejected. It was locally here in New Westminster. I brought a motion. It was voted down 5-2. Nobody wanted the snow summit. It was rejected by Metro Vancouver. They didn't want to sit down and sit with officials. I don't understand why, like your caller said, it's so common sense, practical stuff. Like we have a region. The snowstorms don't stop at boundaries. They hit the entire region. Right. So we need a region-wide approach, and we don't have it right now.
Okay, Kevin in Surrey, welcome to the show. What are your thoughts here?
I thought years ago ICBC actually had implemented a policy, whereas if you were driving in snow and caused an accident and you didn't have mud and snow or snow tires on, you would be at fault and might be denied insurance. And I've never heard anything more about that. And therefore, I think we should all be forced to put snow or mud and snow tires on. And I drive a lot.
Not just on highways.
There are a lot of inexperienced drivers out there. The lack of experience is a huge part of it. And to touch on your last caller, we're so fragmented here. You know, if this is Toronto, Toronto makes one decision and it takes care of that area. With the amount of municipalities we have, you're so fractured and can't do, you know, any of that central thinking.
Thank you, Kevin. You know what, Daniel, that's an interesting prospect that is beginning to be brought forward more and more, similar to what happened in Toronto, where it became the regional district as opposed to the many municipalities within. Are we growing into that here, do you think?
Well, Jody, we actually have a structure. It's called Metro Vancouver, and that structure manages our sewers on a regional basis. It manages our water on a regional basis, and it manages a number of other issues on a regional basis. I'm absolutely flummoxed and perplexed as to why something like a big snowstorm or an ice storm would not also be coordinated on a regional basis. I mean, I don't think we need to throw the baby out with the bathwater and kind of get into this hole, down this rabbit hole of creating like one mega city. We already have Metro Vancouver. It's there. Let's use it better, and let's make sure that it learns the lessons of when these things happen to make sure that it doesn't happen again. That's simply what Councillor Annis and I were asking with the Snow Summit.
All right, Clint in Surrey, it's your turn. Welcome to the show. What are your thoughts on Snowmageddon and Snow Summits?
I figure we should have a law that by the end of October, you have snow tires on or you don't drive on the roads.
Because so, thank you, Clint. Thank you for that. Mike and Vernon, what are your thoughts on Snowmageddon and making plans for addressing them and preparing the big snowfalls?
I got a few thoughts. First of all, tires. I worked in commercial transport for 35 years. Tires are 25% improvement when you go from summers to snows. It's not a massive improvement. So all this money spent by Metro Trans is not going to help because, as Daniel pointed out, the quality of the snow or the kind of snow we get on the coast, wet, moisture-laden snow that packs, and if the temperature is below zero, quickly turns into sheer ice. Nothing but chains is going to work on that. So that is only going to be a part of it. And then, of course, here's the bigger one. And your first caller made a great point. Shelter in place. I've done that more than once where I've taken a look, my rig is parked in a warehouse, I look and I go, this is chaos. Head for the sleeper, call dispatch, I'm not going anywhere for a few hours till this cleans up. So one of the great stories I get a chuckle out of is Jazz Johal talking about his 8-hour trek home. Well, why didn't he just shelter in place? He knew what was going on out there. You're in a warm office, you got food, have coffee, you can nap. This is what people need to realize. We got to take that 24 hours, let the contractors get out there and get those roads under control, leave it for the emergency vehicles and stuff, and just shelter in place.
Mike. So important. Sorry, it is so important, and you bring up a great point. I got to leave it there. I'm up against the clock. That was Mike and Vernon. Thank you so much to Daniel Fontaine for joining us. If you have more comments on this, go to our buzz line, 604-331-BUZZ, 604-331-2899. Daniel, thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for having me on.